This is cool, growing food. How do we get more of this going on? What's the obstacle to having more gardens, growing more? Like, for example, Hank said last year you had 2,000 pounds of food. Why not 10,000 pounds?
Well, I think we'll be closer to 10 this summer, especially if you weigh sunflower seeds. But I think it's not so much an obstacle as just a challenge to make people more aware of the importance of growing food and growing local food. Growing local food, not only to boost the economy locally, but also to improve the community that is working together producing the food. We don't just have a shortage of local food. We have a shortage of local jobs, and we have a shortage of local support. And I think it's just a matter of getting people more aware. And I think one reason that will motivate people is a need. And when people find that food is much more expensive, they're going to turn to community gardens and to small urban farms in greater numbers. Right now, I think it's looked upon still as a fad. Food is still relatively cheap, but it's going to be history in a few years, just because the unsteady price of gasoline and fuel will make the local urban farm almost a necessity.
So on a practical level, day to day, what are some of the obstacles of Four Seasons?
Day to day, well, I think that we haven't perfected a food system. If you look at all these farmers markets, you got farmers working out in their fields all week, and then some of them go to two or three markets, and you'll have 10 farmers all sitting there selling the same tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and zucchini. So, you know, the idea of producing on a bigger scale and having markets that are more efficient, I think, is one day-to-day challenge. Another day-to-day challenge is in the inner city, the soil we have here is pretty substandard. So spending money on the infrastructure, building up the ground, the soil, and then getting, I think the kids have an interest, but the next generation up from that, that's a challenge. They're not really interested in gardening still.
What's it like working with the city on community gardens?
Well, the city's given a lot of support vocally, but as far as financially, it's been pretty scarce, and it's often been more of a promise than a follow-through. Just this past year, there was going to be $60,000 distributed to, I think, 50 gardens. And half those gardens ended up just getting bags of soil. So the promise of rototillers and greenhouses, tools, just the city not only dropped the ball, they kind of reneged on their promise, and their announced award of grants kind of evaporated into thin air. You know, when the city just spends $44 million on the new Scioto Riverway, they can't even put 50,000 in the community gardens. That's not saying much for the city's real support. Vocal support's all right, but compared to other big cities, Columbus is at the back of the pack.
So does it do any good to show up city council meetings?
I think any kind of activism to let the city know how we feel about their non-support is important. You got a couple council members that have supported community gardens, but when it comes right down to it, they're not really putting their money where their vocal cords are. Cleveland, for example, spent close to $300,000 on community gardens over the last several years. Columbus hasn't even gotten to 60,000. So,
in the last 3 years altogether?
I think they spent about 7,000 or 8,000 last year, along with the county. And this year was a promise 50, and I doubt if they even got close to 30. So I'd have to see the numbers, but I know over a dozen community gardens that did not receive the grant that was announced on Earth Day by Mayor Coleman at Franklin Park. They got zip as far as money was concerned and got bags of dirt. It's kind of a, not a slap in the face, but a little disappointing.
Some of the gardens have used the soil, like Franklinton Gardens and other places, but for Four Seasons it's a little bit different because you're tilling and building the soil that's already here as opposed to adding soil.
Yeah, well, it's important to do soil tests, make sure there's no lead in your soil. And it helps a lot to build up your soil, but, you know, to do bags of soil is a little inefficient. You know, these Miracle-Gro, Scotts, you know, it's great they're contributing, but what we need are truckloads. We had 20 cubic yards delivered, half of it, to the site a couple years ago, and that's been used in all these different garden ways to really build up the whole tilth of the soil, the microorganisms in it. Bringing in live compost is the best thing. And I think Will Allen's been a real big supporter of compost in the gardens is the best way to go.
Well, Bill Dawson with Franklin Park Conservatory seems to be doing a lot, but is there only so much that he can do because of the funding?
Well, I think Bill's been the biggest supporter for community gardens here in Columbus. His hands are a little, or has got a little tape over his mouth sometimes. He just gets funding from, and has to get along with all the different players in the city and the county. So if he wants to get a little vocal and, you know, speak up about an injustice of not receiving full funding that was promised, you know, he's a little bit of a compromised position. But yeah, he's done a great job. He's big on compost, and runs the Miracle-Gro course every winter and spring, teaching new gardeners how to do their thing.
Who does it, Miracle-Gro, or Growing the Green, or what?
Yeah, Scotts puts on a series of maybe six or seven classes every late winter, early spring, and Bill Dawson coordinates and teaches those.
Anybody advocating on the state level? You know, there's a city level of advocacy.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think there's a lot done. There was an interstate community garden conference that Bill put on at Franklin Park a few years ago, but as of recent, that's a real good point. There's not been a lot of coordination between the big cities, and there's more going on now between rural and city with the farmers markets, but there can be a lot more.
Cool. Anything else?
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. Sorry.